Alicia, with the Beth and I are in the master's program at Mall, and we're learning about high performance teams, and we're talking about developing a charter, kind of a rules of engagement to make sure that people kind of know what the purpose is. And I was wondering what your opinion was on developing charters.
Well, I think you should be, first of all, make sure we're on the same wavelength about what we're talking about. There are quite a lot of books out there which have titles like high performance teams, but when you read those books, they don't really have anything to do with the kind of high performance teams that I'm talking about. They're talking about good teams. They're talking about teams that are well run and effective, and typically boss-driven teams. The team reports to the leader of the team as a boss. And those are good teams. But I'm talking about something that's 2 to 4 times more productive than that, and is also deeply meaningful to the participants, so that after the team is disbanded, after the team has gone away, the members have reunions years, sometimes decades later, because the experience was so meaningful. So, in fact, you might use that as a kind of litmus test as to whether you're dealing with a genuine high-performance team. Is it likely that the members of this team will be having reunions 5, 10, 20 years later? If not, if that's unlikely, then you have to wonder, well, are we really dealing with this? So first of all, getting crystal clear that we're dealing with teams which are genuinely exceptionally productive and deeply meaningful for the participants, and then start to look at, well, what do we know about creating those kinds of teams? And that's what my work is about, but I say it's quite highly developed in software, but there isn't very much written about in the general management literature about what's involved in that. And so I think to write a charter about this, I mean, I'd be interested to see the charter, but we should probably first get our research lined up and make sure we know what we're talking about and whether we agree on the methodology, in fact, to create and sustain high-performance teams. And so I would see us more in a kind of research mode at present, and getting a consensus of what we're talking about and how to proceed. And after we've done that and reached that kind of agreement, then we might establish a charter. But you do actually see, I mean, something similar to a charter in something called the Agile Manifesto. If you look at the on the web for the Agile Manifesto, you'll see a charter that was announced by the software developers in 2001. It was based on 3 days of discussion at Snowbird Snow Resort in 2001, and they argued for 3 days, and they had one brief moment of clarity, and that one brief moment of clarity is written down in that manifesto. And it's a rather wonderful manifesto. It says that we value people ahead of systems. We value finished work ahead of reports. We value delighting clients ahead of producing things. It's a rather wonderful formulation of that. If you want a manifesto or a charter, that would be a good starting place, for at least for comparison. But it doesn't. What the charter doesn't do is tell you how to do it. It doesn't tell you, well, what do I do Monday morning 9 a.m. What do I do? How do I get? Well, it's this next level of detail beyond the charter that we're talking about here, which is the interesting thing, and that's certainly the subject of the masterclass and my book.
So I'm just going to throw in a couple, my 2 cents on that before we close. And you know, when I think of charters, I think of also, for example, strategy documents. And a strategy document, if it's being created as an exercise, can be something that really makes people's eyes glaze over. On the other hand, if the document is treated as an artifact of human interaction, if it's a reflection of what's in the hearts and the minds of the people, and it catalyzes more of the same, then it's a very useful tool. And so my recommendation would be to treat the creation of the charter as a living conversation. And in that conversation, you want to be able to lift people high, to engage their enthusiasm, and to take them closer to their goals. And if it's working effectively as a tool to do that, then I think it can be a very useful process. But be careful about getting hung up. It's an easy trap to fall into. Most organizations I go into, the vast majority have their strategic plan on a shelf somewhere, and very few people are familiar with it. Now, that's not true everywhere. I remember going into NASA IV&V, and everybody, you could pull someone aside in the hallway and ask them about their five-pillar strategic plan, and they would not only recite it for you, but they would get very excited and tell you about what that meant to them and their world. And that was an example of an organization that had truly brought their strategic document to life.